Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers.
What's the sigh for?
Just like the Ohtani argument took a lot out of me.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took a lot out of me. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Do you believe the Phillies are a true World Series contender? 77.9% say no, which leave 22.1% say yes. 215-592-9494. We will get to the new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings after we talk to Rick in Easton. Rick, you're on WIP.
Yeah, guys, so you alluded to it earlier about fundamentals. When I grew up in the late 70s, and we played Bloomsburg, Rick, Jack, but not
nice.
When you played, Westchester and Plymouth White Marsh, we were taught in our heads, without talking to the manager, without having a meeting at the mound, know where you're going to go with the ball in all kinds of situations. We spent an hour and a half practice after batting practice in situational baseball. And it just seems to me, and I don't know why, these guys come to the majors, they have to have that mindset in their mind. And when that ground ball was hit to Trey Turner yesterday, he looked like he never even thought about what he was going to do with the ball. Do I step on third? Second, do I go for the double play? Do I throw the ball to Realmuto? It just didn't seem that the major league players do that nowadays. I don't understand it.
Well, he doesn't. I think one thing we were saying earlier is because it's not a natural position to him. There's some things like that are not instinctual, but you don't have to think about. Almost like when you're driving, right? You're not thinking about what your foot's doing. You're just doing it, right? When you're going gas to brakes, you're just doing it. And if you were to think about it every time you had a brake, you would be a mess because you would be forgetting your turn signal. You'd be missing turns, all those sorts of things. And I think like there's something about him where it is just, it's not his natural position, but he doesn't look natural at it at all. And I think it makes him worse at it because I think when I'm watching him, I feel like I see a guy thinking about it all the time.
But Spike, I hear what you're saying, but forget about the natural position. The man has played shortstop maybe over 500 games now at a very high level.
He's not good at it.
And to not, well, it doesn't, but to not, he has so much more natural talent than any of the players I played with did. But to not, it just doesn't look like he is feels comfortable. Do I know what I'm going to do? If we didn't do the right thing mentally, we would run 5 to 10 miles as a punishment. Now, you can't do that to the major league player, but it was drilled into our head at the high school and college levels. You need to know what you're going to do with the ball in all kinds of situations when the ball comes to you. And that can't happen with this team, or they're not making the playoffs. And if they don't do something with the bullpen, can I see a really off-the-wall type situation, since they don't have a right-hander in the bullpen? Would it be that outlandish if Ranger comes back? Would it be that suicidal to say, Nola, you're going to have to be our right-hander to go out of the bullpen like Smoltz did? Because Smoltz pitched as a closer for 4 years effectively after he spent 10, 12 years as a starter. Would that be something that would be so outlandish to give a shot at?
Yes. They just signed him to a four-year extension to be a starter.
$72 million deal.
Yeah, and here's the other thing about Nola is, like, he is... He looked great in his last start. It hasn't looked great up until that point. He is a dependable innings eater. And you by hurting your bullpen, by helping your bullpen, you're almost hurting them, because one thing that Nola does is, like, he's a bit of a bullpen saver, because you know you're going to get six innings out of him.
Just make Wheeler the closer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to make Nola the closer.
No, he's first of all,
really,
he tops out at 92, 93.
Like, yes, yeah.
Imagine that in a late inning situation, high leverage. Secondly, he's a nibbler.
Oh, like in terms of what kind of a pitcher he is?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
What'd you think?
Well, I don't know.
like how when he eats?
Well, that's the way Ike is, kind of. Ike's a grazer, you know? You know, I go have a little here, a little there,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, see, I'm still eating a salad.
Yeah.
Came in.
You've been milking that for 3.5 hours. Yeah.
Well, it's just like, yeah, it's crazy.
No, yeah, you're not putting Nola.
No, you're not putting Nola there.
Now, you know, he's not a righty, but like Ranger coming back and going to the bullpen doesn't seem
that
crazy.
That makes a little
me.
More sense, because at least we've seen him do it before.
Yeah, I don't think Nola's. You're not putting Nola.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that meeting?
Yeah. Hey, Knowles. Guess what, buddy? Get in the bullpen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, he's not an expressive guy.
He's not. That's why I couldn't even really give.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he doesn't give you any type of expression.
No.
Even when he's happy.
Yes.
Yeah. He looks the same. Win, lose, or draw.
His blank.
They don't really have draws in baseball.
His blank look would look even blanker,
yeah.
I think, if they told him that. All right. It's time. We will get back to the phones, but we have to update you on the Eagles inside of the year.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Oh, boy. We were off last week because there was a Phils game. But the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. Now, of course, Elliott Shore Parks is the reigning Eagles Insider of the Year 2025 winner. He's had a good year so far, I think.
Yeah, certainly working harder than anybody else.
Yes, well, and we will bring that up. So, if I'm being honest, I don't think the insiders have had a very good week or two.
Not even the draft could get them in our good graces.
We'll start with the draft.
Thank you.
Except for Elliott, they were all keying in on one player. And you know what I said. If they're all keying in on the one player, they're obviously wrong.
Yeah. Clearly fed to them by the team.
Yes. Or they were all just copying off of each other, acting like they had inside information. Again, both wrong. So they all keyed in on Walter Nolan. Not one of them mentioned Jahad Campbell. Not one of them. And I know they'll all go, oh, we expect him to be gone by there. Well, Walter Nolan went 15th. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
And Kuiper and Jeremiah both had Jahad Campbell at some point.
Right.
To the Eagles at 30.
They did.
Elliott didn't even mention him. McManus didn't mention him. Berman didn't mention. Nobody mentions Jahad Campbell. So they all get docked for that. So nobody comes out of the draft looking good. But then there was the other thing that we had. We had the visit to the White House.
That's right.
And your job as an Eagles reporter insider is to report what happens. And they all didn't go, Ike.
Wonder why.
They all didn't go. So if you didn't go to the White House to report, to do your job, no one was asking you to run the country. You were just going there to report on the friggin' Eagles. You were docked. So, Jimmy Kempsky, docked. Tim McManus,
docked.
Docked. Jeff McClain,
definitely docked.
Docked. Bo Wolf,
docked.
The only people in the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings are the ones who decided this week to do their job. To do their job. And especially in the face of their failure during the draft. So the number five on the Eagles inside of their power rankings, CBS's Don Bell.
Way to go, Don.
Don Bell?
Yes.
Okay.
He covered it. Number right. four on the Eagles inside of the year power rankings, John Clark.
Clarky.
Oh, Clarky, man. He
too low for
that
Clark.
For the world, man.
Too
man,
low
yeah,
for Clark.
Clark. Not missing the White House trip.
You know he stuck out like a thumb there, too, how tall he is.
6'5" thumb.
Yep. And giant thumb.
What's it called? Rose Garden? Is that what
yes.
it's called?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, we figured that out.
Yes. Number three, Olivia Reiner.
Also there.
Also there. Number
no, hold on. No offense, Olivia. I have no idea.
Inquirer. Well,
as in the newspaper?
What yeah. other Inquirer is there?
I didn't even know the newspaper was still out there.
Oh,
you mean
yeah.
somebody's still they're still writing?
Every yeah. day? Well, that's what the newspaper
you don't get it on
what's
your
her name,
doorstep?
Olivia Newton?
No, Reiner.
Olivia Reiner.
Yes. Number two.
Sorry, Olivia.
Number two, this guy caught a stray yesterday from Jack.
No. Yep.
Bad look by me.
Yeah. A low stray, Zach Berman.
Yeah,
low stray. Yeah, leave ZB alone, man.
Always love Zach
ZB's
Berman.
ZB's a good dude.
He is.
Zach Berman, number two on
Probably
Eagles.
Also yeah. very excited they drafted Kyle McCord, as all of you Syracuse freaks are.
Oh, God, yes.
I wasn't.
Yes.
I didn't like Kyle McCord because he went to Syracuse.
Yeah, my ass.
Oh,
no.
Sure.
Did Donovan go to your apartment in college, too?
He did. But McCord did not. And number one. Not only did he go to the White House to cover it, but he called in multiple times, he took multiple pictures, and he had several questions prepared if he was able to get them in to the president. That is one, Elliot Shore Parks, the reigning Eagles Insider of the Year and number one on the power rankings.
Elio!
Yeah. Now, in fairness, because of their failure in the draft, I would love to have them all off the board completely, mm-hmm. but I was so disturbed by a bunch of people deciding not to do their jobs this week that I felt like we had to reward the people who did.
I'm actually surprised all the beat writers didn't go. They didn't go, like the team didn't go in 18 after they won the Super Bowl.
Sure.
But so it's not as if there's been multiple times they've been down there to cover it.
And it's a different...
Like, why would they go?
It's a different thing for the Eagles players to decide not to go than the reporters. The Eagles were not working.
Right.
The Eagles were not working. They
yes.
were invited to an event. The reporters, their job is to cover the team. The team was visiting the White House yeah. for the first time ever.
Yeah.
And they decided not to go.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised if not for just the story of who's there and who's not there.
Right.
Bunch of me guys on the Eagles beat.
Instead, they're looking at Twitter like we are.
And responding from that.
Yeah. Really disappointing.
Man.
But congratulations to everybody in the power rankings. Hopefully,
I tell you, it's going to be hard to beat Elliott.
It will.
Now listen.
Yeah.
T-Mac, I feel like we call everybody T-Mac. This Tim something.
Yes.
So Tim McManus.
Yes.
I know he likes to do his little stories, his features, you know.
Oh, or, here comes the Elliott version of
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You guys get so enamored with these stories that he puts out.
But with information in the
yeah,
stories.
Yeah, but they're not even current events. They're events that happened 3 months ago
but
that he writes a story on.
I don't need Elliott's little
I'm just
bit
saying,
from
man,
you.
Elliott, and it's the reason why he should have won, because he takes this thing serious.
Well,
okay. He's defending his belt right now.
Actually, I have a question for you about
yes.
that. But first, all right, 215-592-9494. I do have a question. Now, some may say Elliott's a lot. You know what else is a lot? Delco. They say Delco's a lot. They are right. We are Delco's men here.
Yep.
I'm born and raised in Delco. You know,
I visited last year.
You visited last year.
I was born in Delco.
Yeah, you were born in Delco. And now that it's spring and summer, Delco's got a lot, man. It's not just, we did everything at Delco. We did the nice places. We did mm-hmm. the dive bars. Mm-hmm. You know, we did everything. In Delco, award-winning gardens, wineries in Delco, mm-hmm. outdoor festivals, tracks and trails, something for everyone. You want to watch the game. You want to have a beer with your buddies, hang out with friends, get some food. Delco, 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 bars and restaurants. For all that Delco has to offer, go to visitdelco.com. Visit Delco.com. They say Delco's a lot, and they're right.
Delco, 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 Delco.
That was
you
classic.
Like that?
I like
yeah.
that.
Delco, Delco.
Need to cut that.
Yeah.
What was the place that we were at where they had the festival outside?
That was Under the Stars and Media.
There's Dining Under the Stars and Media.
Yeah, on State Street.
Yeah.
Gotta be, I'm back there this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's close.
You were impressed by that.
Yeah.
I was, man. It seemed like a good, like, evening out just to go walk and hang and go up and down the street.
Main Street in, State Street, rather, in Media is awesome. And for South Jersey, that's a from our area of South
quick
Jersey.
Spot.
Quick.
Yeah.
Right over the Commodore Barry.
You just got to our area.
Yeah, well.
You just got down there.
Well, dude, I know.
Geez.
This guy's unbelievable.
Now I can't live there.
That was his area.
No, our. Oh, your area. If I say your area, you're going to say, what, you don't live there?
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
right.
Listen.
I would have said that.
Yeah. Yesterday before the show, Spike was talking about someone that should be on his tombstone. Meanwhile, he just got here. And
wait,
now you're
someone
starting.
Someone should be on his tombstone.
On your gravestone. On your gravestone. And then today you're talking about you're claiming South Jersey.
Well, he can claim South Jersey.
I paid South Jersey taxes.
He can claim
no,
South
you
Jersey.
Paid New Jersey taxes living in North Jersey. You
and
can't
right
claim
now,
South
for the
Jersey.
Last month, I've owned this home for 5 weeks, even though I haven't been living there. I've been paying South Jersey taxes. Harrison Township, Gloucester County.
You're in tomorrow, brother. Don't worry. You're in the house tomorrow, man. It's all over with. It's over with tomorrow.
Yeah.
Your seat feeling warm in there?
Oh, well, you? The last thing I'm worried about, Mr. One Take.
Big day tomorrow.
Yeah.
I already got the show all planned out.
I bet.
Been sitting on this take since Sunday.
Yep. All of a sudden, you're going to have all these guests.
Yep.
I imagine. All right.
Big guests only.
Quick thing on Eagles Insider of the Year, Ike. Mm-hmm. Now, you're singing the praise of Elliott. We do agree that Elliott has been very warmed up since the Super Bowl. And does that start to hurt his Eagles Insider of the Year status? Because he's doing their bidding, but I don't see any scoops. I didn't see any Jahad Campbell.
That's a fair point to bring up.
Couldn't even get the Jordan Davis scoop.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
About him getting his fifth-year option picked up?
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Jordan Schultz got that.
I'm just saying, E, you're walking a fine line right now, buddy. I'm just saying.
Like, watch your worm, pal.
Yeah, yeah. You got to watch that thing, man. Watch it. Don't let it grow even longer.
But you guys don't understand how small it is.
The look on Ike's face when he knows he's about to deliver one of those is excellent. The grin. 215-592-9494. Bree and Elverson, you're on WIP. What's up, Bree?
Hey there. How are you guys doing today?
I'm sorry, I always do this because when I'm not familiar, where's Elverson?
Chester County.
Oh, okay.
Our west of Philly.
Okay.
All right.
There we go.
So I'm going to make one comment, and you guys don't need to respond on the Shohei Ohtani. That comment about him carrying the Dodgers to the World Series was just nonsense.
Thank you.
Completely ridiculous.
It's not what happened.
To the Phils.
Yeah.
To the Phils. Last night was definitely an interesting game. I'm glad that we won, but I wish more people would look at it and go, we won because of mistakes the other team made.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many times should we have been out at home and we weren't because the ball was terrible and winning on a wild pitch? That's because their pitcher kind of sucked. So I'm happy that we won, but there are some people out there who are just like, oh, here we are, we're back again. And I'm like, calm yourself.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's saying we're back after last night, but
nobody
knows anything about baseball anyway.
No, I wasn't saying they're back, but I do think that it was, I don't think it was a game they would have won 3 weeks ago, is what I would say.
Oh, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with that.
Them pouring on a couple of runs in the eighth was something that we all begged for. You can feel when a Phillies game is a one or a two-run game and it's not going to be enough.
Right.
You know, 3-2, exactly. You knew it wasn't going to be enough. Them putting a couple runs on the board felt good, and them, like, not going into their shell in the bottom of the ninth and actually working a couple walks, you know, the play by Stott even to get to home, I thought, was a big one. Now, them sending Bohm, that's luck, because Bohm was out by he is the slowest guy I've ever seen play baseball. He was out by a mile, but for some reason the catcher pulled his glove away a little too early and didn't catch it. He should have been out, but because it was even a good throw, you know.
Yeah,
it was just on the catcher just didn't quite haul it in, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I agree with all the comments about Trey Turner. I just don't think he's that great at shortstop. And I also agree with you when you say that you can't give somebody the best player in the league if they're only hitting and they're not playing.
Thank you.
It's
finally.
Just, it's baseball. It's two, there's two parts to the game, offense, defense. Can't give best in the game if you're only doing one.
It's common sense, Bree.
Common sense. Absolutely.
Common sense. Thank you for the call.
Well, unless you're so dominant at the hitting aspect.
Right. But he's not. He's a great hitter, but not worlds above all the other hitters. If he was hitting
400?
380, yes, and with 70 home runs or something.
You're a little average nonsense.
If he had an OPS, if he had an OPS similar to Aaron Judge, but he doesn't. He's not even a better hitter than Judge, and he doesn't even play the field. I'm most disappointed.
That's the best
in
argument about there is he doesn't play the field.
He doesn't play the field.
That's the best.
And I don't think he's worlds above the other. He's a great hitter, but he's not worlds above the other hitters.
No, but those other hitters are great. Like Aaron Judge, that's one of the great power hitters, and even hits for average.
Yes.
So like Aaron Judge is a great hitter also.
Yes. Yeah. And he plays the field, and he doesn't sit on the bench all day long. Yes.
And he chokes.
Yeah. He does choke. 215-592-9494.
I've never seen a center fielder that big.
Yeah, he's too tall.
Yeah, he is too tall.
Way too tall.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't be playing center field, actually.
Yeah, he's good at it.
He's okay at it.
Can he play shortstop?
We should see. OK Andrew. Curious what OK Andrew's bit's going to be now. All right. What's up, OK Andrew?
Hey, what it do, fellas?
What it
do, Drew?
Hey, we're talking some ball. America's pastime, all right?
Huh?
All right.
It's football now.
So here's the thing. We need a spark this year. There's no one really giving us that spark consistently. Rojas has been hitting okay, but here's my plan is we bring one of two guys up, Crawford or what's his name? Otto Kemp. So the things about them is Kemp is a righty. Crawford's a lefty. Crawford has consistently proven he can hit 300 in every league he was in. He steals bases. He has about a 20% strikeout percentage. He puts the ball in play. He sees pitches. I think that we need to send Cal Stevenson down, bring Crawford up, because Cal Stevenson doesn't get opportunities and he doesn't play that much. We need a spark. We need a guy to get excited about because we're not really excited about anyone right now. So I think we bring Crawford up, and if it doesn't work, we bring up Kemp after him.
So were you going to start Crawford in center field? Are you going to – like, what are you doing with Crawford?
No. We'll rotate him through the left field and center field spots as needed.
So don't you think it's better that he just get at-bats every day in Lehigh Valley? What's he – he's hitting 250.
Yeah, he's back close to 290, 300.
Pretty good.
Take a chance. Start him in left for a couple games and see how he does and figure it out from there because we need something to happen. We need a guy. We need a new energy. And he's from Las Vegas. We have a couple of guys that are from Las Vegas on our team. I feel like he's fit well with our club. He's been in the system forever. So I think we give him a shot. He's a great player. Plays the game the right way. He's great in the field. So.
Plays the game the right way. All right, okay. What do you think of that, Jack?
Okay, Andrew's new bit. He's going to be a minor league caller.
Well, that's your bit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So question is, what do you think?
About Crawford?
No, about okay,
his
Andrew.
Minor league bit.
Yeah.
Well, out obviously, but like fine. Like fine.
Oh, okay.
Just give him something else to do.
Yeah.
He can be our minor league Cub reporter.
Yes, but here's the thing. I don't want him calling up and saying the same thing about Crawford every time he calls. He can't be the Cal Stevenson guy. Like
There's only one Cal Stevenson guy.
Right, yeah.
That's Joe in the Northeast.
Yeah, you got to give us more than just
the same thing.
Crawford,
every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay. And Jack, what do you think about bringing up Crawford?
No, not yet. If you want to play him in left field, they're going to give Kepler some runway there. I think the only way Crawford comes up is maybe if they think the Marsh thing reaches ahead and they want to just trade him, and then they go a Rojas Crawford platoon in center field.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think that's two months away.
Yeah,
2 months away. Like Kemp, I think could be up faster if they need a right-handed bat. So then maybe a Kepler Kemp platoon in left field.
All right,
Jeff Kemp?
No,
Otto Kent. Kent.
It was Jeff Kent. Yeah.
It's Otto Kemp.
No, Jeff Kemp was
a quarterback for the Seahawks.
And the Eagles.
What are you at?
Wasn't he? He was on the Eagles. Jeff Kemp was on the Eagles. Yeah.
You're acting like I'm supposed to be some scrub 90s quarterback.
Son of Jack Kemp.
He is the son of Jack Kemp.
Hmm? See?
Yeah.
Nobody thinks I know anything.
No,
we'll give them that.
You're the guy that knows the stuff that nobody else really stores in their brain. You have it. Yeah. You got that, like the useless information.
Jeff Kemp was one of the worst Eagles quarterbacks ever.
I remember Jeff Kemp. Yeah. I don't remember him playing for the Eagles. I do, but I don't.
He was definitely on the Eagles.
90s, right?
Early 90s.
Yeah, early 90s guy. Yeah,
it was when we had, there was the Bubby Brister era.
Yeah, Jim McMahon.
Yep.
Around that time.
Well, McMahon was earlier than that.
They wore the same number. Did Kemp wear a 9?
He was on the Eagles in 91. Is that when Randall got hurt and they went through all the quarterbacks?
Or might have been there. Yeah.
Jeff Kemp, man. Yeah.
Jeff Kemp.
The old 50 completion percentage?
Yeah. There you go.
I wasted that was my little inside joke I wasted on you because you don't know anybody.
Well, dude, what do you want from me? A scrub 90s and late 80s quarterback.
Well, Otto Graham, you bring him up.
That's a real player. I know Otto Graham. Sorry, I don't know Jeff Kemp. By the way,
Who's Otto Graham?
He was the quarterback for the Bears.
By the way, Jack can't say Otto. I've noticed him with Otto Kemp.
Is it Otto or
it's
Otto?
Otto?
Otto, man.
Otto Kemp.
Otto.
Hey, guess what? He's automatic.
All right. What's coming up in the top 5 at 5?
Yeah, we're supposed to be already out of here.
Yeah.
The funniest things I've heard on the air the last 24-ish hours.
Okay.
But not even our air. There was some more dirtiness in the Phil's booth last night.
All right. That is coming up next. It's the WIP.
Guys like to be stroked.
Yes. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.